So a couple of days ago, I did a video where I talked about how 2023 was, again, another year where, you know, in the hands of certain fans, you know, especially when it comes to fanfics, you know, Tales was still looked at as a ladies' man. And I can tell you, some of these stories, like I mentioned in that original video, you know, when you read them, they really make you go like, whoa, okay, that's an interesting pairing, or whoa, okay, that's kind of taking it a bit far, you know. It basically makes you kind of surprised of like how far these stories go from a very adult NFSW erotic manner. But there's one story that I talked about called The Aunt and Nephew's Casual Night, where Bunny Rabbit and Tails would get it on in a very openly manner. And what I mean by openly manner is Bunny and Antoine are married, just like they are in the Archie book, pre and post reboot. And what's interesting about this, though, is the marriage in this story by the Cyborg Fox, you know, as he's known on archiveofourown.org, and that one Tails writer on inkbunny.net. What's interesting about Tails and Bunny and Antoine's marriage in this story, you know, like I said, known as Aunt and Nephew's Casual Night, is basically their marriage is an open marital relationship. In other words, Antoine knows that Tails, you know, comes around and helps Bunny satisfy her more hardcore, near BDMS, you know, rough, you know, sexual urges, while he takes care of her sexual urges in a more intimate, gentleman, take it slow, romantic kind of way. And you know, this story is really fun. You know, it's really fun to read and interesting, to say the least, because there's one part in the story to where Tails basically is he unleashes the inner beast within him, as he's described to do in some of the other stories he gets paired up with certain girls in. He asks Bunny basically if she's on a pill, and you know, a certain pill, and she says yes. Because, you know, she basically tells him that she's always also informed Antoine that she is as well. Because basically Tails decides, good, because I'm going to go, because basically Tails says, hey, I'm going to go all the way tonight, and I want to go all the way tonight raw. And basically that's what happens, you know, that's what happens. And, you know, the reason, you know, he asks this question and she confirms, you know, yes is the answer, is so that way there won't be any unexpected consequences when it comes to, you know, them having their big finale. Well, the way this ties into this review is because of the fact that another story that was written 3 years prior, or 4 years prior, well, 3 years prior to, you know, that one, by the same person, is called Southern Fox 11. And that's L-O-V-I-N. And in this story, basically, just like with Aunt and Nephew's Casual Night, Bunny and Antoine are married, you know, just like they are in the pre and post Archie Sonic comics, you know, they are married. But the difference is, though, unlike the Aunt and Nephew's Casual Night story, where, you know, they do have intimacy with each other in a very gentle, you know, romantic, you know, take it slowly kind of manner, here, Antoine in Southern Fox 11, you know, Antoine doesn't want to, you know, give in. He doesn't want to help Bunny satisfy her urges, if you know what I mean. So what happens is Bunny goes to Tails, and surprisingly, she's thought about Tails, especially as he's grown up and become a young man, because, yes, in some of these stories, just like this one I'm talking about and the one I just talked about, he is aged up to, you know, to consent, to age of 18, 21, you know, years, 18 to 21 years. So anyway, you know, Bunny decides, well, if, you know, Antoine won't give her that satisfaction, she'll see if Tails will. And basically, after kind of showing off a bit of her body to him, like letting her jacket or, you know, shirt of her sleeve or tank top, you know, kind of slip down, you know, she then decides to crawl up to him, lean onto his body, you know, chest to chest, like she's melting into him. And she ends up kissing him on the lips. And it takes And all it takes is her doing this stuff, you know, flirting with him and then leaning on to him, leaning, you know, chest to chest onto him like she's melting into him and then kissing him for him to, you know, for him to basically concede. He basically decides, you know what, she's too hot to say no to and this might be my only chance. Because he's, at first he's hesitant, but then he decides, you know what, she's too hot to say no to and it might be my only chance. And they just go from there. But what's interesting, you know, what's interesting, though, is the fact that, you know, instead of just satisfying the bottom, you know, front region, the bottom front region, you know, of Bunny, like she initially hoped he would, and he does, you know, Tails decides to take it a step further by also satisfying her, you know, by basically going and entering into her rear bottom region. Basically, he satisfies her in the front upper region, but then he satisfies her by turning her onto her hands and legs and going, I guess you could say, into the back, you know, region and help in satisfying her there as well. And they do cuddle and everything. They do cuddle. Afterwards, she kisses him on the neck. You know, he, you know, kind of, you know, strokes her body and everything. And what's interesting is she tells him that, you know, because he's still kind of worried. You know, he was happy to help her out, but he's still kind of worried. And she tells him, hey, don't worry, Antoine won't find out, which, you know, kind of comforts Tails a little bit to be like, okay, good, that's all I want to know. You know, so afterwards, you know, so after cuddling for a bit more, she's allowed to basically get up, or she gets up, goes into a shower, cleans up, so there's no, like, musky evidence and everything, or smell, you know, on her after what she just did, you know, and then she leaves after giving Tails a kiss on the cheek. Now, what's interesting about some of the moments in that initial story from 4 years ago is that, you know, there are certain moments that are described as, you know, both of them looking deeply, you know, into each other's eyes, or staring deeply into each other's eyes, or staring lustfully into each other's eyes. And when I read, you know, these descriptions, you know, where these moments would take place after they would kiss or they would get ready for the big, you know, moment and everything, you know, I looked at these and I'm like, essentially, in my opinion, when I looked at, you know, when I read and looked at these moments being described as they were, I was like, dang, Cyborg Fox, all you have to do is add in another saying of they've fallen in love with each other. And that's it. That, to me, is all you would have to do, was just add in, you know, in a quotation, or in parentheses, just say, you know, because they've fallen in love with each other, they just don't know it. You know, that's all you had to do, because that's basically when you hear about and read about all kinds of romantic stories, in a sense, or even watch romantic scenes in stories that you might enjoy, movies and all that, you know, one of the things that always happens before characters kiss and everything is they stare deeply into each other's eyes. Like, you know, they know they're meant to be. Like, they know they're falling in love with each other. But, you know, we just don't see that until maybe, you know, moments after or later on in the story. And the way it's described in Southern Foxy Lovin', you know, with Bunny and Tails doing that to each other, it's almost like, again, all he'd have to do is add in parentheses, you know, all he'd have to do is add in parentheses that they will fall in love with each other, they just didn't know it. Well, I guess he realized that some fans, if not a lot of fans, would want a continuation, and one fan realized this as well. Thus, they requested the Cyborg Fox, aka That One Tails writer, to do a continuation of the story. And that's what they did with this story called Southern Foxy Consequences, because here Bunny finds out she is expecting, she is with child, you know, after what happened with Tails. But she kind of finds it hard to, you know, she kind of finds it hard to explain the situation. She knows she can't explain it to Antoine because he'd be upset. So she tries to find a way to explain the Tails. The first time goes awry and all that. But finally she is able to, make it up to Tails and everything, and basically explaining her situation with him. Tails basically, realizes that, if Antoine's not going to be there for her, I am. And let's just say, basically they commence, basically consenting the love to each other, by getting it on once again. Because what happens is that, Tails, goes to Bunny and Antoine's house after he's, jogging out, jogging around, I guess, the kingdom or something. He goes to their house, he basically has dinner with Bunny. Bunny's all dressed nice and attractive. She's basically, when Tails sees her dressed the way she is, he's like, dang, you were going to wear that for Antoine? And he didn't notice? Dang. Because it's one of those dresses that basically will make any guy's, I guess, as it's described, any guy's eyes pop out of their heads. So basically, long story short, they end up having dinner. She flirts with him a little bit by doing little footsies as well. And she basically asks him to do the dishes, clean the dishes, which he does. Well, she goes and prepares the special dessert in her bedroom, her and Antoine's bedroom. And after he's done, after he's done doing the dishes, that being Tails, he goes up to the bedroom, goes up to Aunt and Bunny's bedroom, sees a line of rose petals leading up into the bedroom and up to the bed, where he sees Bunny basically laying there seductively with petals are on the bed and on her a little bit, the upper part of her dress open for her upper region to, get some air and everything. And she basically seductively tells Tails to come and, have his dessert. She's worked on it hard. And let's just say one thing leads to another and everything. They both undress and realize they both went commando, if you know what I mean. And they just go from there. And basically the intimacy, the moment together, is a lot more rougher and stronger and more passionate than the first time in Southern Fox 11. But the ending comes when they finally get to that big moment, that big climactic moment, if you know what I mean. That's when Bunny finally decides to scream out exactly what she was trying to tell Tails earlier. Because, again, like I said earlier, she tried to tell him, but the first time failed. But this time, during this one climactic moment, she finally just burst out and says, that she's expecting and that, Tails is the father. Of course, after they catch their breath, Tails is a little surprised by this. Bunny kind of feels a little, ashamed, she feels a little ashamed, and she also understands that if Tails doesn't want to be with her and everything after this, but Tails, understandably, is fine with it. He's understandably, surprisingly fine with it, and says, well, what makes you think I wouldn't want to be with you or raise a family with you? And he does acknowledge that, yeah, they just started the relationship and they're already expecting, but he says he couldn't think, but basically he's willing to, have all this happen. He's willing to go with it and everything to be with Bunny. And Bunny is happy with this and all that. And she decides that, she wants to say goodbye to Antoine in a way that will kind of teach Antoine a lesson of, hey, this is what you had and you lost it. And what she does along with Tails is she records a video that she puts onto DVD that shows her and Tails basically, getting it on with each other intimately. And the way the video starts and everything is, Tails basically taking care of Bunny's bottom region, but taking care of Bunny's bottom region, if you know what I mean, while she's talking as best she can into the camera. And then later on, it's kind of described like they also kind of got it on in front of the camera as well. And the reason they did this is because Antoine comes home from his job, because basically it's essentially noted here in the story that he values his work and his job, as a guardsman and a swordsman, captain of the guards and all that, more so than he does his marriage with Bunny. So what happens is that Antoine comes home, and he gets this feeling that something's amiss, and he notices essentially is a lot of Bunny's belongings and personal belongings and things that Bunny had probably bought and, you know, for herself. He starts noticing that a lot of Bunny's things are gone. And he's like, what's going on here? And then he goes up to the bedroom and he notices that the bedroom is a wreck. It is a wreck and everything. But there's also a strong musky smell. And he notices the smell as soon as he comes into the house. But he also notices it very strongly when he goes into the bedroom. And when he goes into the bedroom, he notices there's a bunch of claw marks all over the wall and everything. And the sheets are just a wreck. Basically, you can kind of tell, Antoine doesn't know it at first, but we as the readers know that those claw marks and everything being, basically disheveled and everything was due to Bunny and Tails kind of getting it on in a very hardcore, rough manner, if you know what I mean. But basically, he notices a DVD in the middle of all this because, the first initial thought he has is, did something happen to Bunny? Did something happen to his, to his wife? He's not too sure. And then when he watches the DVD, he sees exactly what I just described and all that. So, yeah, basically, Bunny tells him that, hey, she essentially tells him, hey, this could have been yours, but you failed. You failed. This could have been yours, but you failed. Now it's his. It's Tails. It's, I belong to him. And what's interesting is, later on, everybody, they hear about this, and at first they're a little disappointed in her, and all that. But they're not totally disappointed after they find out why she did it and what the way Antoine was, mistreating her and everything, or not, being there for her when she needed him to be there. So at first they're a little, disgusted, but then they kind of like let that disgust fade away when they find out the truth. Like, oh, okay, we get it now. We understand. We're cool now. We're cool. And then Sally, she contacts Bunny. And at first Sally tries to essentially act like she's upset and disappointed. She tries to scold Bunny. But Bunny, being her BFF, can see right through that, even through the phone, because Sally calls her on the phone. She can essentially see right through Sally's scolding and all that. And then she just basically with a smirk on her face says, like, you want a piece of him, don't you, Sally girl? And Sally, after hearing this on the phone, just goes dead silent. And then she just sighs and she's like, yes. Because Sally essentially is not dating Sonic in this story. She's not with Sonic anymore. And she's trying to find somebody to, replace, not only replace Sonic, but kind of satisfy her urges. And Bunny's like, look, if you want Tails to help you out, I'm cool with that. I'll let him know. And Sally's at first like, I can't do that to you, Bunny. And Bunny's like, hey, don't worry about it. And just get your cute butt over here and we'll talk about it. We'll get things situated. And that's the end. And Sally's like, okay, no problem. Because, again, Sally basically on the phone tries to scold Bunny, tries to pretend to scold, tries to basically make it sound like she's disappointed in Bunny, because her and Bunny raised Tails like a nephew, like their son, like their little brother. And Bunny, again, being Sally's best friend, doesn't buy the scolding, can see right through it. And she basically gets Sally to agree, okay, I'll give him a look. I'll give Tails an opportunity. And that's how the story ends. So essentially, he's leaving. So what Cyborg Fox is doing here is he's leaving this, this sequel to the Southern Fox 11, he's leaving it on a cliffhanger for anybody to commission and maybe request and say, hey, can we get a follow up on this too? Now that we're going to, bring Sally into the picture. So yeah, overall, and I know I sound like I rambled a little bit and I was very repetitive with my words. I do apologize. Like I say, it's late and trying to do this before my mom gets home. But yeah, the story is really interesting. It's a sequel that's 4 years in the making, surprisingly. And if you want to look at it, just go to inkbunny.net, look up, you know, look up the One Tales writer, or go to archiveofourown.org, look up the Cyborg Fox, go to the category Tales and the Girls of Mobius, and just scroll down to the bottom, and you will see, you know, that you will see this as his latest story. But that's all I'm going to say, guys. Let me know what your thoughts are down below. Comment if you like. And until next time, I'm out.